Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
This was not just a win for Donald Trump. This was one swing state right after another. More of our election coverage right here in your 20 minutes of nonstop news.
One battleground state after another to capture a second term as president. His victory speech in West Palm Beach.
I will not let you down. America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than it has ever been before.
Promises from senior Trump advisor Jason Miller. He tells CBS Mornings.
If you supported President Trump in this election, he is going to work to fix the economy and secure the border. If you did not support President Trump in this election, he is going to work to fix the economy and secure the border.
We have not heard from Vice President Harris yet. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
I anticipate that Harris will likely call Trump at some point this morning. We haven't gotten any indication that the Harris team plans to contest the outcome.
Markets surging on news of the Trump triumph. The Dow is up 1,388 points. Tesla and Bitcoin soaring too. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
7:32, back with Mike and Vicky. And of course, we're going to have more on the election coming up, but we also have three sig alerts, bad ones right now. Just a nightmare for some drivers on the 5 and the 210 in the Valley. And then you've got the funeral for Fernando Valenzuela. That's going to be at the downtown cathedral this morning. Some more on that coming up as well. And J.D. Vance, he put out a statement this morning, your next vice president, saying thank you to my beautiful wife for making it possible to do this, to President Donald J. Trump for giving me such an opportunity to serve our country at this level, and to the American people for their trust. I will never stop fighting for all of you.
What are people thinking this morning? We've got John Baird out there. He is in Westchester. John.
Well, people have been saying, hey, look, he won the election by a significant margin, and some are just hoping that Donald Trump follows through with some things. One man sort of had a list.
That he would stop the wars. That's number one. Number two, maybe he can enhance the health care and you can get back on track. Economic-wise.
Now, many people said they were hoping that Mr. Trump would somehow do something about high prices, like high grocery prices and rent. And others, despite being a bit frustrated with the election results, feel they have an idea of what happened here.
I understand why Trump won, and I know that the country is not ready for a woman president.
Another woman told me the very same thing, that people are not ready for a woman president. And a couple of people noted that the vice president has been working in the Biden White House for 4 years now and should have gotten more done to help the people.
A lot of people in Orange County were pleased with the election. Natalie Tavidian attended a Republican watch party in Newport Beach.
Can you describe the energy and what it's been like each time a state called it for Trump?
Oh my goodness, this whole place would scream, not only for Trump, but the House and the Senate. they've done so much with the Republicans of Orange County. So it's just, it was beautiful to see us all come together, and they really care about from the local communities.
Talk to me about why you support Trump.
So I'm half Vietnamese, and for my family, my mom had to immigrate from Vietnam legally. So she went through the whole process. To even get her mom over was a 10-year process with lawyers. So we understand firsthand there is an American dream here. If you do it legally and you work hard, you're patient, you're not a criminal. So we just want the same for the future generation to do it that way.
We talked to Burwood Yost, director of the Floyd Institute Center for Opinion Research, Franklin and Marshall College in Pennsylvania. Yeah, key state, right? The must win. He tells us it was just the mood of the voters that led to the big victory for Trump.
The conditions underlying this election, whether you're thinking about how people rated the economy, how they rate the president, how they rate their own finances, the direction of the state and the nation, all of those things were extremely negative. And it was that context, in my mind, that finally won out. People were really sort of in a bad mood, and they blamed the current administration.
Says the Democrats need to do better with working class voters if they want to win Pennsylvania in the future. Needs. He was at our DA debate right here with KNX News and the LA Times. Now he's going to be the DA for LA County. Nathan Hochman easily defeating current DA George Gascone. And he is on the line with us now.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. I bet you're doing pretty well. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was a great day, a great year and a half, and I can't wait to get started to restore safety in this community.
One of the questions on a lot of people's mind has to do with the Menendez brothers. George Gascone said he supported the resentencing of Eric and Lyle Menendez. What is your position on that case, and can you or will you change their path forward when you take office?
So my position on that case is that I will approach that case like I'll approach every other case, which means I'll thoroughly review the facts and the law. And right now, I don't have access to the thousands of pages of confidential prison information, the thousands of pages of trial transcripts. I haven't spoken to the prosecutors, law enforcement, defense attorneys, any experts involved. And you should and can expect that type of thorough review will be exactly what I'll do in the Menendez case, or quite honestly, any other case that I have a chance to review. And only at that point will I be able to offer an opinion on what should happen in the Menendez case.
Is there a timeline for that?
Well, my understanding is that there are hearings set for the week of November 25th and then December 11th. So I don't know what will happen during the week of November 25th and whether or not the case will ultimately end up on my desk once I assume office on December 2nd.
Well, is that something that you can request a postponement until you do have the time to review the case?
One of the options always in any case is to ask the court for additional time to complete that type of review.
You have said you're going to go in and sort of do this listening session, right, to all the prosecutors in the office, kind of make those rounds. For those of us on the outside, what do you think the first thing we're going to notice is with a Nathan Hochman as a DA?
Well, I think you're going to see that on day one, we're going to transform the office from a dysfunctional place to work into one in which the DA has the backing and back of all his prosecutors. That's over 750 prosecutors. There's over 200 members of the Bureau of Investigation. There are hundreds of support staff, and there are tens of thousands of law enforcement officers, not to mention all the victims and the victim groups out there. I think what you'll see from day one is an immediate switch in the culture. And the culture will go back to holding criminals accountable proportionally and in common sense for their actions and sending that important message to the criminals that the day and age in which crimes can be committed and nothing will happen will be over, and we will approach each case individually and figure out what the proportional punishment should be for each crime committed.
You know, your predecessor, soon to be, came in on that mandate almost, progressive prosecution. Do you feel like you've got that now, especially with how Prop 36 went?
The mandate I have is to actually do justice and to look at each case individually, look at the facts and the law of a particular case, look at the individual defendant, their background, the crime committed, and the impact on the victim to determine who the true threats are to our public safety. Those are often the repeat offenders that need to be behind bars and the ones that aren't. The first-time nonviolent offender still has to pay a debt back to society if they violate society's laws, But that's where non-prison alternatives come into play. Community service, restitution, pay it back if you stole something, or if you have a serious drug addiction, a diversion program that gives you a choice. Go to prison or do an 18-month rehab program, which if you successfully complete, will wipe a record clean of the crime you've committed.
I just want to circle back very quickly to the Menendez question. You said it was an option to request more time for a postponement for the hearing that's coming up next month, or later this month, I should say. If you only have a couple of weeks until the hearing is scheduled, and you said you have thousands of court documents to review, I guess the question is, will you request a postponement?
Again, I haven't even begun that review. Once I begin that review, if it turns out that I do need additional time, I will certainly request it.
Nathan Hochman will be your next DA here in L.A. County. Congratulations again. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
More election results, including the big measures on the state ballot, some key congressional races, and more. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Let's pick it up there with a little bit more on Prop 36. So we talked to Kami Akhavan, director of the USC Center for the Political Future, on why it won so big. What put it over the top?
The mood was changing as we saw what was happening on our own streets. And to many people, they were looking in their own communities and seeing the local Nordstrom would have a car or two carloads of people who would rush in, steal things, and then rush out. They were seeing this in suburban communities. It really frightens people in a way that was alarmed them. They were not used to seeing these kinds of property crimes occur in their communities. And I think that's where they looked at to their district attorneys and local leaders and saying, what are you going to do about this? This is not, we're not used to this type of crime in our community. So fix it. Make it go away.
Big win, won by more than 3.5 million votes.
Some too close to call. A prop to increase the minimum wage in the state to $18 an hour. Eventually, Prop 32 trailing by fewer than 400,000 votes. Prop 34, that was the one to limit the ability of some health care providers to spend revenues from federal prescription drug programs. That leads by less than 200,000. An effort to give the cities and counties more power to enact rent control seems to be going down to defeat. That is Prop 33, a proposed amendment to the Constitution that would end forced labor in state prisons. That appears headed to defeat. Trailing by about 900,000 votes in Prop 3 for same-sex marriage has cruised to victory.
Looks like we're going to borrow money to fix schools, fight climate change. Prop 2, $10 billion bond measure would fund repairs and improvements for local schools, community college campuses. Prop 4, $10 billion for different programs, water conservation, recycling projects, coastal wetlands to protect against rising sea levels. Both are leading by more than 1 million votes. And there's Prop 5, would make it easier for cities and counties to issue bonds for housing infrastructure projects. That one trailing by a pretty wide margin.
Who's going to have control of the House? Orange County, a couple of races there still too close to call. Hotly contested big money race between Republican Michelle Steele and Democrat Derek Tran for the congressional swing 45th district seat in Orange and L.A. counties. Here's the chairperson for the state Republican Party.
This is the way that we have gotten used to races
races here in California. Last cycle, we had races that weren't called till December. So we know what our job is. We know that these races are close, and because we're playing in seats that Democrats have the advantage.
The race between Republican Scott Baugh and Democratic State Senator Dave Minn for the 47th Congressional District, coastal Orange County, also tied. Baugh leads with slightly more than 50% of the vote, but there's still about 30% of the ballots to be counted. House seat is currently held by Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter.
Then there's the Inland Empire. The other big race we saw the ads for all the time in Riverside County. A Democrat, Will Rollins, and Republican Congressman Ken Calvert. Long term for Calvert. He's been there for decades. Slight lead with Calvert, but more votes still to be counted. The race got all this attention when House Speaker Mike Johnson was in Riverside County stumping for him. And President-elect now Donald Trump had that big rally near Coachella.
A couple of local measures in the city of Los Angeles appear headed for victory. Measure DD would create a brand new independent redistricting commission, which would be in charge of drawing district maps for the LA City Council. Measure ER would give the city's ethics commission some added muscle and money following the recent scandals at City Hall, both winning by a 3-1 margin.
20 minutes of nonstop news.
This was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country, and maybe beyond.
Donald Trump going back to the White House and winning those swing states, but that's not all. Leading the popular vote, so leading Kamala Harris by 5 million votes right now. How are the Never Trumpers feeling this morning? Let's talk to the Lincoln Project's Rick Wilson.
So how you feeling, Rick?
You know, I've had better nights. Let's be real. You know, Donald Trump won the election. Interestingly, some of our data that's coming back, you know, we showed that we were able to pull over a significant number, around 11% of Republican voters, to vote for Harris or to not vote for Trump, at least. But he was able to activate a lot of African-American men, Hispanic men, and rural voters at a level that that managed to swamp that number. And so, look, Donald Trump won the election. Unlike Trump, we're not going to charge the Capitol and try to overthrow an election. Look, the fight against Trumpism and Donald Trump, had a big setback last night. And as an actual conservative, I'm disheartened by it, because this is going to be an era of statism and authoritarianism. And I think untold and unspeakable damage to the country. But he won the election, guys, free and fair.
So you're almost saying, like, we did our part. You know, we pulled some people over. You know, we got some Republicans, but Democrats, you know, you couldn't keep people you thought were your people.
Look, there were an awful lot of folks that were affected very heavily by a sort of three-part axis. Economics was a very high overhang for Harris to figure out. Although the stock market is booming, people are still paying a lot for gas and groceries. And that's not just inflation. That's a lot of, you know, corporate-flation, as they say. The culture axis that, you know, let's be very real about this. They didn't spend $40, $50 million on trans ads because they didn't work. They tested them and they did work. Those ads split off young men, young white guys, and they split off Hispanic men and African-American men in pretty meaningful numbers. And the third question of here is race. And you know, looking at the overperformance of Trump in the rural vote, especially in the South, in North Carolina and Georgia, it tells you a lot that this country is not ready for an African-American woman to be president.
Let me jump in here. Let me jump in here, Rick, because I have a long quote that I want to read you. Because Hollywood, a lot in Hollywood, they pour a lot of money into the Kamala Harris campaign. And they're having a tough time this morning. A lot of people posting their thoughts. Director and Bernie Sanders supporter Adam McKay, he posted this. And here's the quote. Who would have guessed lying about Biden's cognitive health for 2 years, refusing to do an open convention for a new nominee, never mentioning public health care and embracing fracking, the Cheneys, and a year-long slaughter of the children in Gaza wouldn't be a winning strategy? How do you respond to that?
Look, she ran the best possible campaign she could. And look, there are political realities. If you wanted to go into Pennsylvania and hand the state to Trump outright with, you know, a double-digit win instead of a small win, you go in and oppose fracking in Pennsylvania. It's just that's a political thing. The movable group in every bit of the survey research that was out there were more conservative-leaning independents and moderate Republicans. The fact that Republicans were standing against Trump was a signifier. It's one of the things that helped us, again, meet our goal and, you know, moved around 12% of the Republican vote towards Harris. I mean, that's there are a lot of woulda, coulda, shouldas. I will tell you this, if if you look at this country's move to the right, which is a meaningful and measurable move to the right, if you think that going in and being the pro-Hamas message and or the pro-Gaza message, whatever you want to say, however you want to frame that, and going in and being, you know, and running a Bernie Sanders campaign, you know, if it had been Bernie Sanders, Trump would have won 49 states. And the difficulties we face as a country right now is that the country has shifted right on a lot of issues and culturally on a lot of things that are not what, you know, our friends in Hollywood and elsewhere always believe in. And look, I'm a practical politics guy. I believe in getting to the win. I believe in this country, and I believe in our democracy. And sometimes you're in a democracy where the people have shifted ideologically in one direction or the other. And, you know, I think the difficulty we're facing right now is that the nation we want it to be, or that we thought we were, isn't the nation that we are.
So Lincoln Project's Rick Wilson.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.